So we support local groups with funding. It's basically we have two wind farms in Donegal, Sorn, which is near Buncrana, and Fluland, which is near the townland of Drummondderry. And these wind farms have the potential to power 18,700 homes in those areas or within Donegal. And the funding basically that we have through these wind farms can support community services, energy efficiency, sustainability, educational programs, and as well as that, we help with medical and health assistance. And you know, different, you know, groups and charities get in touch with us, and we help to support the projects that they need to run or that they're looking to facilitate.
And I suppose the aim of this fund then, as you say, is to inspire things like greener energy as we go into the future, and this is being promoted more.
Yeah, absolutely. ORSTED, that is exactly what ORSTED stands for. It is a global renewable energy company, and you know, we're very much about green energy and ensuring that that's the way of the future. And whilst doing that, we want to ensure that the communities where we operate are looked after and that they can flourish as well while we're there. So we really help to support the communities and to, you know, help with their, I suppose, the projects that they need to get off the ground. Also try to, you know, we want to promote, you know, a positive environment for everybody and have, you know, better facilities and just ensure sustainability and energy efficiency while doing that.
And there are already some existing wind farms in Donegal, and the government have shown this as a thing they would like to expand on. What would you say to people who have concerns about things like wind farms and the impacts on things like health and community landscapes, the fears that do currently exist? What would you say to those people?
I would say that the fear absolutely is there, and I wouldn't take from anybody's fears, but that we very much are there to work with communities, and we wouldn't promote anything that is going to jeopardize a community or, you know, take from a community. And we're here to help with medical and health assistance. We want to help with educational programs. You know, we want to inspire communities to do more and, you know, have the funding to do that within their communities. And I like, as I say, I would never want communities to think that, you know, we weren't there to support and help them, and any questions or fears that they may have, you know, we're very much there to speak to them and to hopefully quell the fears a small bit and to really, you know, create opportunities. That's our main aim. That's why we do what we do as community liaisons. We work with the communities to ensure better futures for their communities, for their families, for the kids that are there. You know, that's our plan. That's why we do what we do.